probably weren't expecting to take the bulk of the load today after Samaje went down, but how'd you feel you fared with everything that happened early on?
I've always prided myself on preparing myself and getting ready for the game. I make sure I'm real diligent on the way I approach the game, week in and week out, first down, second down, and third downs. I make sure I'm always ready for whatever situation, and I make sure I'm always dependable, especially for these coaches, you know, because that's what they're looking for, looking for somebody they can depend on. And I want to be a guy that's reliable first. After that, I'll let all the skill set come into play.
I know you mentioned how you really were a runner first and foremost in college. Did it feel good to get back out there and take the brunt of the carries today?
Yes, it felt good. You know, after the game, I was sore. You know, I immediately just thought back to when I was in college and high school, you know, taking 30 carries and 20 carries. It feels good. You know what I mean? Soreness feels good. That means you're working. That means you're trying to help your team. And that's what I do. I just went out there and tried to put my body on the line and everything I could to just try to help my team get a win.
Seemed like you got into a rhythm, especially in the third quarter, started taking some bigger runs and got some passes in between there. Did it feel like you kind of got into more of a rhythm just taking all those carries in a row?
Yeah. I think with any running back, you know, when you start getting your hands on the ball a lot, you know, you start getting more comfortable. You know, you get real fearless, you know, and I think that starts with me in the beginning. You know, if anything's there, I'm going to get it because, you know, I feel like I'm fearless. And especially when I got these guys up there blocking in front of me like the way they do, you know what I mean? I could definitely make some runs happen. So,
I know you only played three games, but how do you kind of reflect on this time with the Redskins as you wrap things up this year?
Honestly, to tell you the truth, this team might be easily top three most talented teams in the league. You know, you look at from quarterback, running back, wide receivers, like we got depth, we got everything on the offensive line. Injuries plagued this team this year. And from the outside looking in, you know, I was on the streets for 10 weeks, and I looked at this team when I was on the street, and I was like, this team's scary. You know, I seen all the games that they did lose, and by 3 points, 2 points here. I knew this team was amazing before I even stepped foot on there. I just want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of building something great, and I think that's what I've done in high school and college, and I just can't wait to be a part of this as we build this up to the Super Bowl run next year.
As you just look to the offseason, how grateful are you just for the limited time that you got, and how do you kind of look back and maybe evaluate yourself over these three games?
As an athlete, you know, you talk about opportunity. You know, there's a lot of great players out here in this world that just never get the opportunity, and I'm just happy that's not my story. You know, it would kill me if I knew, you know, how good I was and I just never got the opportunity. But now I have to thank Coach Gruden, Coach Jordan, you know, Coach Kavanaugh, Coach Carr, all those guys for just, you know, giving me this opportunity and allowing me to play this game that I love because I'm super passionate about it. And I love it more than the air I breathe. So I'm blessed. I truly am blessed to just be here and be a part of this team.
It's a little bittersweet in a way, I guess, the way the season ended up, you know, just for this team. And then you obviously getting the chance. It just kind of, in a way.
I think you know, obviously things didn't go, like I said, it didn't shake the right way that we wanted it to shake. But at the same time, this, like I said, this team is tough. And this team is going to be a big problem. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the records say. I'm watching these guys. I watch them in practice. I watch the way they move. I watch the leadership in here. Like, this team has what it takes. I was a part of a Super Bowl team that had Aqib Talib and Von Miller and all those guys on it. And I'm looking at this team, and I'm like, this team has all the tangibles. And it reminded me a lot like Denver, but in a way, to me, I think we're better than Denver was that year. I think this defense has opportunity to be better than that defense was in Denver. And I know they were a talented group of guys, but this group right here is unbelievable. I think when everybody started getting that chemistry rolling, everything's get to clicking, I think nobody's going to be able to stop this team.